to have our little orchestra, aren't we?
我们很高兴看到我们这个小交响乐团。
It's good to see our children, young people playing.
很看到我们的这个年轻的这些年轻人跟这个小孩子一起来用音乐赞美神是很高兴的一件事情。
I want to thank Gloria. Gloria Wong. This is actually her expertise.
这个就是我特别要感谢那个耀敏王老师，因为这是他的专长。
And so she wrote music for each one of them.
他这个每个孩子这个乐谱都是他写的。
So we would really thank her and want to thank the young people this morning. I know you had to come.
我们感谢这些年轻人，这些小孩子。
But we're glad to have you here.
我们知道，你可能不想待在这，但是我们很高兴待在这里。
These are some of our favorite people.
你是我们最喜欢的。
This morning, I want to talk to you a little bit about something. You know, when the Second World War came.
我当二战来到美国的时候
，Not for Europe, but for us.
但是不是说对中国人，是在美国二战的时候
，It seemed to be devastating.
对我们来讲
，In Pearl Harbor,
就是当那个珍珠港事件发生的时候，对我们来讲是一件非常
We lost some 3,000 men. We lost I don't know how many of the boats sunk.
我们大概有3000人，就是有3000人牺牲，我们也不知道有多少船被炸掉。
The Americans were feeling pretty low.
那个时候美国人的士气是很低的。
And President Roosevelt, he called for a man who, and asked him to go over there. He was one of the generals, I believe.
罗斯福总统就请一个将军去珍珠港。
When he got there, they took him on a tour, flew him over all the damage, took him all around.
然后这个人就带着这个将军就飞过这个从珍珠港飞上去看到所有的这个毁坏。
They said, "What do you think about all of this terrible damage?"
他们说你是怎看这些可怕的这些景象，你是怎么感受的
？He said, "I think the Japanese weren't very wise."
他说，我觉得这个日本人并不是很聪明。
Well, that was startling.
这对别人来讲是很震惊的一句评论。
He said, "They could really have destroyed us."
他说，这个日本人其实真的可以把我们就是毁掉。
But he said they didn't bomb the dry dock that was.A little ways across some other area.
他说就是但是这个日本人呢没有去炸那个叫做一个干的另外一个港口那个地方。
He said, now we can bring our ships up, take them to dry dock and fix them.
他现在呢因为他没有把那个地方炸掉我们可以把我们的船运到那个干的那个港口可以来修复这个珍珠港。
If the Japanese had destroyed the dry docks, we would have had to send them all the way to America to get fixed.
他说如果要是这个日本人要是把那个最关键的那个港口给炸掉的话我们就得把所有的船都得送回美国就没有办法在那里修。
Another mistake they made, they did it on Sunday morning.
They did it on Sunday morning?
They bombed it on Sunday morning.
另外一个日本人所犯的错误就是他们在星期天的早晨轰炸的。
He said, that's the morning when there's not many men on the ship.
但星期天早晨呢实际上船上并没有很多士兵
If he had done it another day there would have been over 30,000 that would have gotten killed
如果他们要是在另外一天轰炸的话那可能会有就死的不是3000人而是30,000人了
And he said another devastating thing they could have done only 5 miles away was where they kept their oil He said if they had bombed that it would have been a long time before they could have got enough to start to go back at them
他说另外一个那个日本人就是错失掉的一个机会，就是在珍珠港附近5迈的地方有一个那个油料储备的一个地方，油料储备库。如果他们把那个炸了，对我们来讲那是一个就是一个致命的打击。
Now they tell me that Japan was preparing for this war that they were going to start for years.
他说别人都告诉我说日本人一直在准备为这场战争准备。
Some of the works where they made the different kinds of war instruments was working 24/7 long before we ever even thought of this.
他在我们还没有想到之前这个日本人已经好多年然后就是真的是7天24小时在准备为这个攻击在做准备。
And yet some of the most important strategic things that could have destroyed us they didn't recognize.
但是那个其实对我们最致命的打击呢，他们没有看到。
Now warfare is something that is a lot of strategy.
其实征战呢，这个打仗的时候是需要很多策略的。
Now I'm really not understanding anything about all the strategy they use.
我对军事上的策略实际上我是不太懂的。
But they think about it, they plan it, They do it. They sort of role play it.
但是在打仗之前，他们都会有策略，然后他们会有预谋，然后会演习。
Now you and I, we're living in an evil world.
我们生活在一个邪恶的世界。
Now where I mean evil, we live in a world where they murder, they kill, they rob, they steal, they cheat.
我们在这个世界上有凶杀案，有骗子，
you can hardly,
有强盗。
You can hardly believe people in the business world today.
在今天的商业世界，你基本上不能相信任何人。
We have people who sell little children for terrible things.
然后还有那种拐卖儿童的这种案件。
We have those who sell drugs that ruin the minds of people.
还有这种就是毒品贩子，就是用这个去卖这个毒品。
So we are living in a basically evil world.
我们实际上生活在一个很邪恶的世界。
And we have sins and temptations all about us.
然后我们周围有罪恶，有罪恶的诱惑。
When I was in school many, many years ago,
很多年前当我还在学校的时候，还是学生的时候，
about the worst thing you would get punished for was throwing spitballs.
在那个时候你就是这个最糟糕的事情就是你会被惩罚，就是扔一种叫一种球。
We didn't have many temptations.
我们那个时候是没有很多诱惑的。
Television was just beginning when I was a child.
当我刚是个小孩的时候，那个电视才刚刚发明。
Very few people owned one.
很少有人有电视。
iPads must have been just a dream. Probably wasn't even dreamt yet.
iPad 肯定都是个梦想，可能连人想都想不到会有 iPad 这回事。
So we see then that our young people today are facing far greater temptations and evil than we ever did.
其实我们现在的年轻人所面临的这种邪恶和诱惑是远远超过我们那个时代的。
But you know God prepared us for this type of evil.
但是神其实已经为我们让我们预备好了，可以面对这样的诱惑 和邪恶。
Let's turn to Ephesians 6, 11-18.
请我们大家翻到以弗所书第六章十一到十八节。
If you want to, or you read it, whatever.
Mm-hmm. 请大家一起来读十一节到十八节。要穿戴神所赐的全副军装，就能抵挡魔鬼的诡计。因我们并不是与属血气的征战，乃是与那些执政的、掌权的、管辖这幽暗世界的，以及天空属灵气的恶魔征战。所以要拿起神所赐的全副军装，好在磨难的日子抵挡仇敌，并且成就了一切，还能站立得住。所以要站稳了，用真理当作带子束腰，用公义当作护心镜遮胸，又用平安的福音当作预备走路的鞋穿在脚上。此外又拿着信德当作藤牌，可以灭尽那恶者一切的火箭，并戴上救恩的头盔，拿着圣灵的宝剑，就是神的道，靠着圣灵随时多方祷告祈求，并要在此警醒不倦，为众圣徒祈求。
Okay, keep your finger there. We're going to read that 20th verse later.
我们会再读其中的一节。
Now let's look at reality.
让我们看现在的现实社会。
And I think this is something that we have to take more than a television program or a ghost story.
不是说仔细想想，不是说你就看在电视上看到那些鬼故事呢。
There is an invisible world.
我们确实是有一个不可见的世界。
That is just as real as this one.
就像我们所能看见的世界一样真实。
Since time began, I'm sure not long after time was going on, people began to think about ghosts.
就是从时间开始，也不知道多长时候，人们就开始，人就开始迷信，人就开始想到这个，就是这个灵魂，这个鬼，然后就想到就有很多迷信。
I don't know, but I wonder what that brought that on all those years and hundreds and thousands of years ago.
我就不知道这很多年以前这个到底是什么引起的，对人的影响是什么。
Actually, in the pagan world, it became so much of a driving force.
在这个不信，就是这个外邦人的世界里面，其实这个对这个。诡异的这个 这个害这个恐惧实际上是一种后让他们是一种动力。
Actually, Taoism is pretty much made up of that.
其实道教中国的道教呢，实际上很多是跟这个有是从由这个而来的，是确实这个也是真实的这个看不见的世界。
But somehow we as the Western world and particularly as the Christian world has sort of let that fade away from us.
这个西方世界，尤其是这个基督徒这个基督教的世界呢，慢慢就让这个好像对这个诡异的这个想法慢慢就退去了。
We don't believe in ghosts, which we shouldn't.
他们确实也不相信鬼
怪。We don't believe in all these things that they try to scare you with, at least at Halloween.
他们尤其是在这个万圣节的时候，你也不相信这些鬼怪的东西。
But maybe in trying to say, well, we're more sophisticated than that, we pushed out anything except the reality of what we are here.
他们就是因为觉得自己，我们人类觉得自己是非常的非常的，我们自己是很聪明的，所以就把这些东西都推到后边。但实际上是有的。
But the Word of God has so very specifically told us and shown us that there is an invisible world.
神的话语里边非常清楚地告诉我们，是有一个不可见的世界。
It is a spiritual world.
这是一个属灵的世界。
And those who are in this spiritual world are angels.
在这个属灵的世界里边呢，在这个界限里边
，and fallen angels, which we call the demons,
是有这个天使，还有这个堕落的天使，就是我们所说的鬼。
They are very active in this world outside of.
他们在这个世界上呢是非常非常的活跃的。
The Lord speaks of it when Daniel wrote in his book.
当丹以理写他这个预言的时候
And Daniel said, you know, he was so concerned about his own people.
丹以理对他的人对他的就是国家的本同胞非常的有负担
God had given him a vision of the nations that would rule.
神给了他一个意象就是关于在未来呢什么样的国家会去统治以色列。
But nothing was said about the Jews.
神讲到未来的国家，什么样的国家会统治这个世界，但是没有讲到以色列犹太人。
And Daniel was very, very concerned.
所以但以理呢，就非常的就是很关心这件事情。
So concerned that he fasted and prayed for 3 weeks.
但以理非常在意这件事情，他就是禁食祷告三个星期。
And he waited.
然后他又等待。
God never came.
然后神就一直没有回应他的祷告。
Until suddenly an angel appeared before him.
有一位天使向他出现。
The angel announced himself.
然后这个天使就介绍自己。
Did you know what he said?
你知道天使说什么吗？
He said, God heard you the very first day you prayed.
神在你第一天祷告的时候，神就听到你了。神听到了你对你同胞的这种负担。
And he said, he sent me, but I couldn't get through to you because of the prince and powers of the air of evil.
他说神第一天就让我把我送出来，让就差遣我来回应你的祷告，但是呢我不能马上来，因为我被波斯的魔晶所阻拦。
So you and I don't like to think about that because it's just outside of our rational thinking.And our realistic thinking that there is around us a tremendous world.
我们有时候不愿意去想，因为这个好像不是我们的理性，不是我们真实的世界所能想到的。其实，在我们这个外，在我们所看见的世界之外，有一个很大的看不见的世界。
And probably the thing that would probably surprise you the most is that that world is very concerned about you.
最让你惊奇的是，这个世界的看不见的世界对你是非常在意的。
He told us about one of the things that is the angels' duties. They're rounded about those who love the Lord. They're there as guards.
就是说，有一天使的职责呢，就是安营扎在敬畏神的人周围。
They watch over us.
他看顾我，就是在保护我们，看顾我们。
We're not even conscious of that.
我们甚至很多时候，我们注意想不到，就是说会有天使在保护我们。
The world has tried to sort of dramatize it for us. You know, they've had television show about the angels that are around us. But the truth of the matter is, there are angels that are around us.
他就当然电视上呢会把这搞成一个戏剧化，就说好像是。 编出来故事说天使在你周围，但是实际上真的是这样的，我们周围真的是有天使。
There was a people he promised them that if you even fell, the angels would pick you up before you hit the dirt.
圣经上甚至有一句经文就说你你在你掉下去的时候，天使会扶住你的脚，让你的脚不会沾到地上的尘土。
There was a prophet that the king was very very angry with and wanted to kill.
有一次呢，有一个先知，这个国王对这个先知非常的恼怒，就想要杀了这个先知。
And he came to the city, and his army was all about that city, waiting to kill him.
这个国王呢，就派了大军来围住这个先知所在的城。
His servant came in very, very nervous.
然后他的仆人就非常的惊慌，跑来给他报信。
Oh, master, they're all around the city. They're coming to get you.
说主人呢不得了了，说这个敌人的军队就围着我们的城要来抓你。
So the prophet said.
然后这个先知就说了。
Let's pray.
说让我们一起祷告。
Now I'm sure the man thought he was going to pray that God would protect him.
然后这个人可能就想，就是他祷告的时候呢，神会这个先知想神会帮助他，保护他。
But that wasn't his prayer.
但那个不是，这个他仆人是想说神会保护他。
He said, "Lord, open the eyes of my servant."
这个在这个先知不是这么祷告。
That he can see that world around us.
先知就祷告说，神呐，你就开我这个仆人的眼睛，让他们看到这个。这个世界，然后这个仆人再出去。
The man saw the soldiers, but behind them were the angels of the Lord.
在这个仆人呢，看到这些敌军，但是在那个敌军后边呢，看到了神的天使的军队。
And the Lord blinded the eyes of the army.
然后神就让那个敌军呢眼睛失明了。
And they marched them out into another place.
然后这些敌军呢就走就走到另外一个地方去了。
You see, so we have to recognize, and I want to impress that on you today, that we do have an invisible world, that God is constantly, and the angels are constantly aware of us.
就是我希望大家真的是能够意识到说我有一个看不见的世界，然后神还有天使在时时刻刻的其实在在意我们，在看顾我们。
We're involved in a battle in this invisible world.
在这个看不见的世界里面，其实我们是在征战，我们是在战场上。
You said, I can't understand that.
你说我是想不通的。
We don't fight anybody. We're not. No, he said, we don't fight flesh and blood.
所以你说我也没跟谁打，我也没跟谁打仗啊，跟谁打架？圣经上说我们不是与属血气的征战。
Now, why would God have to send his army to guard us? Because we have an enemy that's against us.
为什么神要送这个军队来保护我们呢？是因为有这个要毁坏我们的敌人。
Sometimes we make jokes about Satan and the devil.
有些时候呢，人会拿这个撒旦，拿这个魔鬼来开玩笑。
The angel with the pitchfork, you know.
说他是那个沥青，那个沥青的黑的，像那个很黑很黑的一个恶天使。
But it's no joke.
但是这个撒旦这个不是一个玩笑。
You know, when Jesus was here, Satan tempted him, saying, "If you'll bow down to me, I'll give you all this world."
你知道，当耶稣来到这个世界的时候，撒旦甚至去诱惑他说，你只要向我下拜，我就把这个整个世界都交给你。
Why didn't Jesus say to him, "Well, I have the whole world"?
为什么主耶稣说，哎，你我这个世界是属于我的，我掌管这个世界
？Because he didn't have the world.
因为在那个时候他没有。
So he said, "You're to worship the Lord your God."
然后主耶稣说，你要单单敬拜你的神。
Because literally, Satan is the father of this world.
这个撒旦呢，是这个实际上是这个世界这个邪恶世界的父亲。
He was given that by Adam and Eve.
他是因为这个掌管世界的权利被亚当和夏娃交给他了。
So here we are in a battle.
所以呢，我们是在一个战场上。
I want you to read this part.Where it says, "For our struggle is not against the flesh."
我们一起来
，I don't know.
一起来读第六章的十二节，只是那一节。因我十二节，因我们并不是与属血气的征战，乃是与那些执政的、掌权的、管辖这幽暗世界的，以及天空属灵气的恶魔征战。
So he tells us, in this world we're in a battle, but it's not with flesh and blood.
所以呢，他这里很清楚地告诉我们，我们是有征战的，但是不是和有这个有血有肉的征战。
Sometimes you think it's your husband.
有时候你觉得说是你的先生是你征战的对象，或者是你的太太。
that the evil is in the is in the person, but it's not.
其实不是他里
面的邪恶。That's not who we're fighting with.
其实那个不是你要征战的对象。
We're struggling against something that is greater than what we are.
我们所征战的这个是远远比我们的强大的。
So we see our battle is against the rulers, against the authorities, against the power of the dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in heaven's reign.
我们是与那些管辖着幽暗世界的执政的掌权的以及天空属灵气的恶魔征战。
As Christians, we're beginning to see how the authorities are taking away a lot of our privilege and what we are.
作为基督徒，我们看到在美国呢，我们的很多原来这些特权呢，慢慢就被拿走了，在这个国家。
We fight against the powers of the darkness.
我们是在跟这个黑暗的势力征战。
Whenever I go to Taiwan, our missionaries have a lot of problems.
我们每次去台湾的时候呢，我们的宣教士有时候都会有麻烦。
They have a lot of sickness.
他们很多人就会生病。
Problems together.
然后就是或者在一起的这种问题。
You see, I love Taiwan, but Taiwan is the second largest idol worshiping country in the world.
我爱台湾，但是呢，台湾是世界上第二大敬拜偶像的一个国家。
Sometimes the darkness that is there.It's very hard to deal with the people.
有时候这个黑暗的这个势力在那里，你很难跟那边的人呢跟他们相处。
When I deal with the Chinese in mainland China,
当我跟中国人在从大陆来的中国人相处的时候
，the government took away much of whatever they believed if they could.
然后那个时候呢，政府曾经文化大革命时候
，they're so much easier to reach.
政府就那个时候把文化大革命
Believe me, there's so much easier to reach.
把政府破就是文化大革命把这些全都破掉了。但是在中国人就是很容易跟他们传福音。
Taiwan's had the gospel for many, 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 many years.
但是台湾就很难。台湾其实福音到传到台湾已经非常非
常多年了。But there's still very few there in Taiwan. Maybe 2% or 7% or whatever, but.Very few percent.
但是在台湾基督徒的比例是非常低的，是2%或者到7%。
It's not the darkness of the people; they're wonderful people, but it's the darkness of worshiping idols, which is the darkness from God.
并不是说这边的人是很不好，而是说那边有这种邪恶的势力，因为他们敬拜这个偶像。
So we see then that this battle of ours is outside of us too, because it talks about the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realm.
这个征战呢，这个邪恶的势力是在我们外边的，因为他讲到说这个空中属灵气的恶魔征战。
What we need to understand is what I'm trying to get across to you, maybe a little more than I should, but I want you to understand what we're facing.And what we're up against.
我就一直想要这样强调，要让我们知道说我们所面对的，我们所要征战的到底是什么。
But then in the Word of God, He lets us know that we are not fighting this alone.
在神的话里，他告诉我们，不是靠自己的力量去跟这些邪恶的势力征战。
That He very well understands, and He has the angels working with Him.
神很知道，很了解这个状况，神有让会让天使跟他一起。他的天使跟他一起工作。
So in our battle, what we have to really get stamped upon us is that we have an enemy greater than us.
在这个征战中，我们首先要知道，我们有一个敌人是远远比我们强大的。
Now the word of God said, God is greater than him in us.
神说，在神的话语里面
说。But alone, no.
他在我们里边的比在外边的更大，但是靠我们自己是不行的。
As a counselor, one of the biggest sections in counseling is addiction.
在那个协谈的，就是这个协谈的帮助里边，我们所要学习的一个很大的部分就是关于就是上瘾。
What is addiction?
到底什么是这个瘾呢？什么是上瘾
？Where you have no power over yourself.
上瘾的人呢是没有办法控制自己的，自己是没有能力的。
Joyce Meyer said her brother, they raised together, but her brother went the other way.
乔伊斯呢，在他的这个书里讲了他的兄他的弟弟这个。
He soon was addicted to, I think, alcohol plus with the drugs.
他的弟弟呢，后来就成了个瘾君子，就是吸
吸
毒加吸喝酒酗酒。
Every once in a while, he would try to do right, and they would help him, and they would get him dried out, and they would get him a car, and they would have a place for him to live.
然后他过一阵呢，这个弟弟呢就想要改邪归正，然后他们就会帮助他，然后就是他好一点，给他车呀，给他一个地方去住。
And he would come and say, after a while, I can't live this kind of life.
然后他过一阵就说，哦，我不能过这样的生活。
And off he would go.
然后他又回到那个过去瘾君子的生活。
The last time he went,
然后他最后那一次去。
She got a phone call. I don't know how long after.
然后这个乔伊斯没有过，不知道过了多久，接到一个电话。
They found him dead in an old warehouse where he had no doubt overdosed.
就是发现他的弟弟在一个库房里，就是吸毒过量死了。
What was wrong?
到底是什么问题呢
？He had no power over himself.
这个瘾君子是对自己的。对自己对这种毒品是没有能力的。
Those that have addictions will tell you what it's like.
那些上瘾的人，你去问他们，他们会告诉你到底是怎么样。
They can't get out, they say.
他们想要出来，但是他没办法出来。
And the one, only one that can help them out is if they allow Christ to take over their lives.
唯一的办出路呢，就是他们让神来掌管他们的生活。
So we have to realize then that we have to understand our enemy.
我们要知道我们是有一个敌人的。
Now the good news, if you're a child of God, we may lose some battles, but we're going to win the war.
我们呢，作为神的儿女，我们可能会输掉一些小的战，就是小仗，但是我们
last time I preached.
但是最后这个战争的总结果，我们是赢的。
But we have to go through the battle.
但是我们必须要经过征战。
We have to understand this.
我们要明白这些。
It's not only to know who your enemy is, but how they operate.
你不仅要知道谁是你的敌人，而且要知道这个敌人他们的策略，他们的征战的方法是什么。
Now, how do they operate?
这个敌人是怎么操纵的？他们是怎么操纵的呢？怎么运行的呢
？How would you do it?
如果你是敌人，你如果假设你就是这个站在敌人这方，你会怎么样做呢
？Just like the army does.
就像军队。
They find their weakest points.
你首先要找他攻击他那个最弱的地方。
They find that point where they can wiggle in.
然后他们就发现一个破口，然后他们就可以进来。
So you see, Satan and the demons and those of the evil around us finds our weak points.
所以这个撒旦呢，跟他的属他的这个恶魔呢，就发现我们的弱点，我们的破口。
That's why I teach. They call it counseling. I talk it. I think it's everyday living.
这个是每天的生活，在我们的协谈中，我们讲到这个每天的生活。
I teach you about the angry spirit.
我们讲到这个生气的这种
What happens in an angry spirit?
这种生气的这种，就是一个人常常生气的态度是怎么样
？Hard words many times.
有些时候这个生气。
Upset emotions.
就是会讲话很难听，然后情绪也很沮丧。
Sometimes it's very hard to face God after an episode of it.
当你跟一个人生气之后，你再去面对神，有时候是不太容易的。
Criticism,
或者是这个批评论断。
Covetousness,
或者是这种贪婪。
There's a whole host of things that is there to grasp hold of us in our weakest point.
这个有很多很多东西在我们最软弱的时候会进来，这个邪恶的势力会进到我们里面。
If money and materialism has become a weak point in you, he will find ways to get you to compromise yourselves, to overcome, to want things more, to covet, and you have to watch that. He knows our weaknesses.
如果说金钱或者这个物质上的物质主义是你的弱点的话，那这个撒旦最后会想到办法，然后用。进到你就是想办法用这种东西来征服你。
Now let's understand their motives, the enemy.
让我们知道这个敌人的动机是什么呢？他这样做，他肯定是有原因的。
John tells us what the motive is.
约翰福音第十章讲到
，Our enemy's purpose is to steal, to kill, and to destroy.
我们都知道，主耶稣讲过说，撒旦仇敌来，无非是要。盗贼来无非要偷窃、杀害、毁坏。
To steal our peace.
他是要偷窃我们的平安。
To steal our faith.
偷窃我们的信心。
To kill our desires to do what God wants us to do.
就毁掉我们要去做神所要让我们做的事情。
And utterly to destroy us.
最终的目的是要毁掉我们。
So we understand his motives.
所以我们知道这个撒旦的这个动机就是要毁掉我们。
Now when any war takes place,
当有战争爆发的时候
there has to be some training to fight.
你要有战争你要去打仗的话你肯定要先经过训练。
Now you can take a street boy that can really fight. He can box, he can hit, put him in the army and they put him down until he does exactly how they train him.
就是说如果你在街上找一个男孩这个人可能会打拳击可能很会打架但是呢他要被招到军队里边去呢他要经过训练训练到最后呢他要就是真的是按照这个所要求的去打仗去
First you lose your identity in the army
第一个呢在军队里你是没有自我的就是没有
they,
你是没有
They shave everybody's hair off
第一个呢到军队第一件事就是把男孩子的头都剃光
And they all look, well, not all alike, but they look pretty good alike, you know?
他们你知道在军队里边一般那些人都长得好像都一下看上去都差不多一样。
Then they begin to work on them, to build them up. And how do they build them up? They push them.
他们然后就让他们变得很强壮。他们怎么让他们建造他们呢就是推就是一直推他们。
Dorothy's son came home back from Georgia when he was taking some of that training.He was bruised all over.
那个斯姆的儿子去那个从那个乔治亚州回来的时候，经过这个训练，浑身都是那个青一块紫一块的。
Believe it or not, the Marines on Paris Island, some of them died. Never came back.
这个
couldn't take it.
美军陆战队的一些人经过训练，有些人都最后就再也没回来，就在训练过程中就死了。
So they really had to train for that.
所以呢，这个要进入战场之前，这些士兵必须要经过训练。
Now I know that evangelism is very important.
我知道这个传福音是很重要的。
It's the way we get them in.
这个传福音是很重要。这个我们经过传福音，让人就是。
But in Matthew, you know what Jesus said.
但是在马太福音里，主耶稣怎么讲的呢
？In Matthew, he said, "Go and make disciples."
但是主耶稣说，你们去，使万民做我的门徒。
Baptizing them.
奉我的名给他们施洗
getting them ready to fight this battle.
让他们准备好去打仗
So we need that kind of thing in our life. That's why we need the discipline of the church.
所以呢我们真的需要那样的训练所以我们就需要这个教会的这个培训
You know in counseling they tell us one of the most valuable things is to have somebody you're accountable to.
他们讲到在协谈里边的最好的办法就是你要对一个人负责任。
Somebody you sort of answer to.
有些人呢，你就是你必须要好像你要给他，你要负责任，你要给他一个最后你要总结。
Person you tell them when you failed or when how the Lord helped you just at the last moment. Someone that's there.
就是在你最后的时候，比如当你真的再次跌倒的时候，你有一个人可以去说神怎么帮助你。
There isn't anything like soldiers, fighters, athletes. They all have their training manual for what they're doing.
不管是士兵还是运动员，他们实际上都有一个训练项目，都有一个训练的一个程序表。
You don't train a soldier like you would train an athlete.
你训练一个士兵跟训练一个运动员的这个方法是不一样的。
So we have to realize that we have to have a manual.
我们应该有一个训练手册。
A training manual.
我们要有个训练的手册
A place that tells us what we need in this battle.
就是这个训练手册会告诉我们在这个征战中我们需要的是什么
Now, we need the tools of war.
第一个呢我们要打仗要有兵器
When I think of today, the tools that they have, it's just unimaginable. Just unimaginable.
我们想象这个军队上所有的这些兵器简直是不可想象的。
Can you think of being someplace shooting off a rocket and being able to put it on the doorstep of the place you want it to be?
你能想象就是他们射一个火箭然后这个导弹呢就在一个门的门口那个这是没法想象的。
But God said we have some tools.
但是神告诉我们我们有兵器的。
Now it's not just a pretty picture that Paul was painting here.
保罗在这里所描述的并不是一个很令人愉悦的照片
He was in Rome.
他在罗马
And in Rome, the soldiers were everywhere.
在罗马呢这个城市那个
士兵到处都是 Marching up and down the street, at the gates, everywhere.
到处都是这个士兵
So he well knew that people understood that they wore armor.
所以呢保罗说知道说这些他写这封信的时候那些人知道这个兵器，这个士兵穿的衣服是什么样的
？So Paul, under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, took that armor from the realm of the natural to the realm of the spirit.
所以在圣灵的引导之下，保罗用这个自然界的，就是现实的这种兵器，转到这个属灵的这个兵器里。
He admonished us, put on the whole armor.
他警戒我们说，要拿起神所赐的全副军装，不是说一件两件。
No soldier would just take a canteen.
没有士兵只会拿一个。就是一个盾牌或者什么。
He's not just going to take a gun without the belt with the bullets.
一个士兵如果出去打仗，他不会说只拿一把枪，不带这个束枪的腰带。
When they go, they carry a lot on their back.
当这个士兵出去的时候，他们背上带了。
That they're going to need in this battle.
他们会背很多东西，就是让他们打仗的时候需要用的。
And it's not comfortable.
这个背这个兵器实际上不是很舒服，背着一大堆东西。
When those soldiers have to march so far with those heavy things on their back and the heavy shoes on their feet.I'm sure that's very tiring.
当这个士兵背着一大堆东西，然后穿着很厚重的靴子走很远的时候，那个不是一件很轻松很舒服的事情。
But they don't go without it.
但是他们必须要带着这些东西走。
So what Paul is saying, put on the whole armor of God.
所以保罗说你要穿戴神所赐的全副军装。
Because you're fighting against these powers, you have no strength against.
因为你的这个敌人是远远比你强大。
So let's look at the armor he told us to put on.
那我们看看保罗所讲的这些军装。
He said, I want you to put on the belt of truth.
首先呢，保罗说到，你要用真理当作带子束腰。
Now, belts aren't just to look pretty.
你穿这个腰带呢，并不是让你看上去很漂亮。
Belts are to hold something together.
这个腰带的作用是把一些是能挂东西的。
And so he's telling us, first, you got that belt of truth that will hold your whole armor together.
第一个呢，你是要穿上这个真理的带子，这个带子是能把你所有的这些兵器都能挂上去的。
So we recognize then that truth is an element that we have to use in this fight against Satan.
第一个真理呢是
evilness of the world.
真理是一个很基本的要素，在我们打仗的这个过程中，就是这个征战中，真理是很非常基本的要素。
You see, we live in a very compromising age.
我们这个世界是一个妥协的社会。
We have been able to sort of live together.
我们好像可以跟他们共存。
But God said we must have truth.
但是神说你们要有真理，要行
在。It's truth that you shouldn't take a life, whether it's a man or a baby.
所以呢，真理上是讲说你不能说杀人，不管是一个人还是一个小孩，还是个婴儿。
It's truth that we should not, that we are man and woman, and that God made us and.Actually set us together in the garden, setting apart the family.
在真理上呢，是男人和女人组成家庭。
Now we try to say, well, it's not so bad. It's their lifestyle.
有现在我们会说，哦，那个没有那么糟糕啊，这个同性恋是他们的生活方式啊。
So we have to have the truth with us.
所以我们真的要知道这个真理在我们里边。
Not only that kind of truth, but truth about the Word of God.About the doctrines of God, that which is in the Bible, that we can stand.
所以我们不仅要知道神的话语的真理，也要知道这个教义的真理。这样，当我们面对这个征战的时候，我们才能站立得住。
You see, this is what God, what Jesus used when the devil was tempting him.
当这个撒旦诱惑耶稣的时候，
He used the truth of the Word of God.
耶稣用神的真理，用神的真理来跟撒旦征战。
We can thank God that He can guide us into all truth.
我们感谢神，他会用
引
我们进入
真理。We need to put on the breastplate.
然后他再讲到用公义当做护心镜遮胸，这个公义的这个护心镜是很重的一个军装。
Protecting the heart.
这个护心镜的功用呢是保护我们的心脏。
Now in the spiritual battle, we're not so concerned with the muscle that goes up and down like this.
我们在这个属灵上，我们并不是说这个关心这个很在意。
But the heart is the center, seemingly, of our feelings, the emotions. We often talk, "I love you with all my heart."
这个真理呢，这个在这个属灵的世界，这个心呢，是表示你
所
有的情绪的来源。
Satan is going to try to attack you in your emotions.
撒旦呢，会要攻击你的情绪。
He can protect us from the feelings that will bring us down.
神会保守我们从这种负面把我们带的情绪很低的情绪里带出来。
He actually can protect us from feeling that we're not loved.
或者神把我们从这种就是这种公义呢帮助我们。
He can protect us. I'm sorry.
帮助我们会不会说觉得说我们不会被爱，我们这种情绪里面给保护我们从这种负面的情绪里面带出来。
And he can protect us from feeling that we're not approved.
或者是你觉得你自己不被人接受。
You see, people will do this to us.
人会用这样的方式会这样对待我们。
And it dampens our spirits.
会让我们的这个情绪很低。
And Satan gets an inroad.
然后撒旦呢就会找了一个可以进攻的进来的路线。
So we see then that we have to recognize that we need the shield of righteousness that says, I don't care what everyone says, I'm approved by God and I'm loved by Him.
我们要用这个公义镜呢，这个公义当做护心镜遮胸。我们说我们不在意你怎么说，但是我知道神是喜悦我的，神爱我。
Righteous living, that which is right keeps us.And a shield of righteousness.
公义的生活就像一个护心镜遮住我们。
We have the shield of faith.
另外是说用信心当做盾牌。
Now I could go into deeply into these, but you know what it is. It's holding our faith up when we don't feel like it.
当我们觉得我们感觉不到的时候，我们还是举着我们信心的盾牌。
It's holding our faith up when it seems like there's dark, there's just no hope, but we got our shield of faith covering us.
觉得说没有希望的时候，我们仍然举着信心的盾牌，告诉我们说，
Let me tell you, if you're prone to depression,
如果你是这种比较容易忧郁
的人， your feelings begin to sag to the floor,
或者说你的情绪很低落的时候，
It's wonderful if you can in the middle of all hold up your shield of faith and say, Lord, I feel it now, but I know you'll bring me through.
我们在这个你很低落的时候，就是如果你能举着信心的盾牌，你说神啊，虽然我感觉不到，但是我相信你会带我出来。
We have the shoes that helps us to take the good news. He said, shod your feet, put something good on them.
还有就是说，穿上那个平安的福音，当做预备走路的鞋。
Can you imagine a soldier walking with a size smaller boot on?
你能想象一个士兵如果走路穿的一个比他那个就是一个很挤的
鞋走路吗？
你知道这个人会多难受？
Hurting he would be,
你的脚会多疼？
And he would have to stop.
然后他如果穿了一个不合适的那个很小的脚鞋的
话，他就要停下。 So we need to have shoes that are fortified, that can keep on going, and no matter what, take it in gospel.
所以我们需要一个能够走路的一个很强壮的鞋，不管怎么样，我们要带着这个福音走。
He said, "Put on the helmet of salvation."
再一个讲到说，戴上救恩的头盔。
This protects our mind.
这个救恩的头盔是保守我们
的心思，我们的思
念。
I think and I've heard and I know for myself that that's our greatest battleground.
我觉得说这个心思的这个
is our mind.
心思的战场是最大的一个战场。
The things we think.
就是我们在想什么。
The attitudes that we think.
这个态度我们在想的。
The things that just seem to come to us and we just feel like, wow, why did I think that?
有时候你说，哎，我怎么会这么想呢？
You know, as I have gotten older, I've always had problems this way because I have a mind that keeps working. But I have it even more now. Things come to my mind that I would never think of and I have to say, Lord, you know that's not me.
Yeah, 有时候我本来就是一个
I keep a constant guard on my mind.
我本来就是一个脑子停不下来的人，然后尤其是我现在慢年纪大了，所以有些事情来到我一下，一些想法进到我脑子里边，我从来没有想过的，我就对神说，神啊，你知道这个不是出于我，把这个挪走。
So in our salvation and in our forgiveness, He's given us protection that we can forgive and forget and try very hard to keep Satan out of our mind.
所以呢，在我神给我们的救恩里边，我们就是神会就是我们要很努力的保守我们的心思，不要让这种心思进到我们的里边。
Now all of those are offensive things. We have to cover. We have to keep ourselves.
这些所有讲。
But then we come to a place where we have to fight back.
这个我们刚才讲的都是保护我们的，但是我们有一个需要武器，能够打出去。
The only tool he gave us to fight back was the sword of the word.
我们唯一能够攻击的，这些都是。就是保守的这些能攻击性的武器就是神的话语。
That's why he said in the word of God, the word is like a hammer.
所以神的话
like a sword.
圣经上讲的神的话是像锤子，是像剑。
And it says it's not just like a regular sword.
它并不是一个
一般的宝剑。It's like a two-edged sword.
这种
good cutting, can go in and can slash in. That's what the word of God
这个宝剑呢是双刃的宝剑，这是神的话语，就像是双刃的宝剑。
That's why we need to learn scripture. Read scripture.
所以我们需要跟神的话语，要是默想神的话语。
Meditate on it.
然后呢，背诵神的话语。
These are the things that give us the ability to fight against Satan.
当我们有这个宝剑的时候，有神的话语在里边，我们就可以攻击这个黑暗的势力。
But he never gave us anything for our back.
但是神呢，你看到这些兵器里没有一样是保护我们的后边的，我们的。
Which means that if we turn around and run, we have no protection.
所以就是这个意思，就是说，如果我们转过来，我们掉头逃跑的话，我们后边是没有任何可以保护我们的。
You know, we can't depend on others. This is our battle.
我们不能靠着别人，这是我们自己的战场。
Once we relax, Satan has a fair game. He knows how to do it.
如果我们就说哦，我就放松警惕了，撒在马上，他知道怎么样做。
Do you know when our faith grows is when we are in the battle?
你知道我们什么时候我们的信心会增长吗？就是当我们在战场上的时候。
For it only takes faith the size of the grain of a mustard seed. That's all.
你所需要的信心就像芥菜种的信心。
But that's what strengthens us.
但是那个信心就是我们得力量的源泉。
We can't pick and choose what piece of armor we want.
我们不能说选一些啊，这个兵器我喜欢，那个兵器我不喜欢。
You see, a missing piece will leave a weak place.
当你缺掉一个兵器的话，你就会有破口，就是很容易在那个方面被攻击。
Now, when you have a strong point, when the enemy knows that there's a lot there and they can't get through, they don't bother with that right then.They know they have to hit the weak pieces. So the stronger places, they sort of shy away.
当那个仇敌是很聪明的，他知道说你这方面很强的话，他不会去攻击你，他会去找你那个弱的地方去攻击你。
Now remember, this is a spiritual battle.
你们要知道，这个是属灵的征战。
It's a battle of the heart and soul.
这是那个心灵魂跟灵和魂的征战。
It's a mental battle, not a physical.
这是一个不是一个这个一个身体上的征战，这是一个心思上的意念上的征战。
So we need the word of God and the Holy Spirit.
所以我们真的需要神的话和圣灵。
So he said, after you get your armor on,
当你穿戴神所赐的全副军装的时候
，then stand.
然后他说你要站稳了。
Now, standing position is a strong position.
站稳的这个姿势呢，是一个很强，是一个很
有力的姿势。You know what I think is hard for the paraplegic people, those who are paralyzed.
我就想到那些瘫痪的人。
They never can look people in the eye. They're always down to the belt side.
他们都没有办法站起来，他看到人呢，没有办法直视人的眼睛，只能看到人的腰部。
Something wonderful about standing strong.
能够站得很稳，这个是很棒的。
Now timing is very important.
然后还有这个时机是很重要的。
He's saying cut it in the bud. In other words, resist Satan immediately.
就是说在那个你要是把那个就是说在那还是萌芽状态就要把它给消灭掉，所以呢在最刚开始的就要
Soon as that thought, that urge, that desire comes,Dismiss it immediately. Put it out. Go do something else. Read the word of God. Pray.
当你一旦感觉到这个仇敌的攻击的时候，马上就要开始征战，读神的话，去想别的事情。
Using God's word strategically, just like they do in the army.
就像在军队上的用神的话呢，要有策略的用神的话语。
Someone said in the word of God, "How can this young man keep his ways pure?"
圣经上曾经讲说，少年人靠什么来洁净他的行为呢？
By keeping the word of God in their hearts.
就是把神的话藏在他的心里。
The psalmist said, direct my footsteps according to your word. Let no sin rule over me.
圣经上说，按照你的话语来带领我的脚步，不要容罪辖制我。
Then our last one is to worship God exclusively.
最后一点呢，就是我们有单单的敬拜神。
Don't begin to worship people.
不要去敬拜人。
You see, that's what happens when you have to please people.
当你是一个喜欢去讨人喜悦的人
的时候。And when we please people, there's always some kind of problems.
当你想要尽量去讨人喜悦的时候，总会有问题出来。
Not things.
不是说事情。
You know, that person said, oh, I'll be so happy if I get that big house.
还或者也不要去就是这个敬拜物质，他说，比如说，哎呦，我要有那个大房子，我会很高兴的。
After a little while, they'll say, "How can I clean this place?"
然后住进大房的会想，哎呀，这个我怎么打扫卫生啊，这么大。
You see, we have these desires that if we're not careful,
我们会有很多愿望，有很
so,
如果我们不小心的话
on, until it really doesn't matter.
要敬拜神，直到说这些对你都不重要。
Now, I do use my iPad a lot.
我确实是用很多时候要用我的 iPad.
I read my scripture in the morning.
我早晨用 iPad 来读圣经。
I go to the internet and I find out who is the unreached people to, of the day and I pray for them.
然后我就在这个在因特网上互联网上找说谁是还没有被没有被这个国家没有被没有福音进去为他们祷告。
I read my email.
然后我就看我的 email.
And I have dozens and dozens and dozens of books and helps on it.
然后我在这个我的 iPad 上存了很多
书。I have all my sermons.
我所有的讲的都在我的那个 iPad 上。
I can work on that anytime I want.
我什么时候想要去工作都可以。
When I'm tired, I work on some word puzzles.
然后当我累的时候
We were talking about that, Sulin and I. So my life, you know, the iPad is sort of important.
这个 iPad 对我来讲是挺重要的。
And so Sulin said, what would happen to us if the internet went off?
Sulin 又说如果这个要是这个互联网不工作了怎么办呢
Then we will find out if we're worshipping it.
然后我们就知道我是不是在这个 iPad 对我是不是太重要了我在敬拜这个 iPad.
But you know, the Lord did test me one time.
但是神有时真的是把我
们 We were on our way to China.
然后我们去中国。
And somehow Darcy and I got mixed up and each one thought the other had the iPad.
然后我们两个我跟思母呢就都觉得是对方拿着这个 iPad.
We got in the apartment.
然后我们到了我们住的地方。
In Shenzhen.
在深圳我们住的地方。
And we learned that it wasn't there.
然后知道说我们没带 iPad.
Now you know, China's not the place to leave your...
在中国，你可能不想把 iPad 留在
外面。No more than it is here.
不像这里也不是。
So what did we? One of them thought, "Well, we'll call the airport."
然后我们就说，赶快给机场打电话。
So we called the airport.
然后我们就给机场打电话了。
And they said, "We have it here."
然后机场说，你的 iPad 在这儿了。
But before I knew that,
但是在我得到这个消息之前
，I don't have it.
然后当那个师母说，我没有你的 iPad 呀。
I didn't feel anything.
我什么感觉都没有。
I didn't feel like, oh, my life is over.
然后我就说，天哪，这怎么办呢
？And afterwards, I said, oh Lord, thank you.
然后我说，神感谢你。
See, we have to love God exclusively.
我们要单单的来爱神。
Use what we can, do what we want to do, but He is.
用我们所有的，但是呢，单单的爱他。
I know my sermon's been lengthy today.
我知道我今天的讲道比较长。
But I feel like this is something that we need to get into our.Spiritual thinking,
就是我觉得
understanding.
这个是在我们属灵上，我们需要有这种看见和这种认识。
Because the battle is not yours.
这个征战不是你的。
It's God's.
这是神的征战。
It's only yours when you keep it.
只有说当你把这个
It's only yours
紧紧抓住的时候，这个是你的。
Let the weak place fall.
只有说你让你的这个
But if we stay strong, he said the battle is not.
当我们把这个软弱的地方打对仇敌敞开的时候，就是你的。但是我们
Shall we bow our heads this morning? Heavenly Spirit, we thank you.
圣灵，我们感谢你。
For what you mean to us today.
因为你对我们所意味的。
We thank you that though this battle,
因为这场征战
may be raging,
这场征战可能变得越来越激烈。
We can be victors.
我们有可能，但是我们还是可以做得胜者。
God strengthen our people.
神啊，求你真的加添给你的子民的力量，真的是给他们这种心愿，愿意穿戴神的军装，在生活的方方面面。我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名，阿门。